You no doubt have seen one of the more dedicated, that's a good word, residents of Trump Island, Representative Matt Gaetz, certainly on Fox News. Well, now Gaetz is under investigation for human trafficking. More specifically, hooking up with a 17-year-old girl, paying for her transportation, hotel stays in several states. Yeah, conviction on these charges would mean a lot of jail time, even on a plea bargain. One of the attempts to deflect by Gaetz was him saying that, he's a subject of an investigation. A subject, not a target, a subject. Well, guess what? Neither one's a good place to be. Gaetz was on Tucker Carlson's show this past Tuesday, which, if you watch that, can you answer for me? Was Gaetz reading his explanation of all this off a teleprompter? That just sounded way too prepared. He also showed himself to be a graduate of Trump University with a master's degree in conspiracies. Gaetz said, this all came about from pressure being put on his father to cough up $25 million to rescue mine. Carlson said Gaetz was there to respond to the allegations, but he didn't. You know, if you're Matt Gaetz, you can't get blind loyalty from a tried and true co-occupant of Trump ally, Tucker Carlson. Now, that does not bode well for your media future. This all ties in, by the way, with the story about Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, who's being charged with, among other things, stealing multiple documents to create false IDs, creating fake letters and Twitter accounts to post false claims against someone who was going to run against him for his office. Embezzlement, a move to bribe a small business administration official to help him create businesses so he can file for COVID-19 loans, and, sex trafficking. Well, this ties in because Matt Gaetz, Joel Greenberg have had a long and close relationship, with Greenberg eagerly riding Gaetz's coattails. Which brings about the question, will or has Greenberg been as eager to roll on Matt Gaetz? Oh, and by the way, while Gaetz is claiming this is a political plot against him, this federal investigation was started while Bill Barr was Attorney General. In case you've forgotten, that was during the Trump administration. Well, there's something that ties into this, too, because Gaetz was never going to win Mr. Congeniality among his fellow congressional members. Rumor is that many have been praying something like this would happen and take Gaetz out. Some even expected it because, according to a lot of people in that circle, the 38-year-old Gaetz likes his women younger, likes a lot of booze, too, and is proud to show off the women they sleeps with. There's a report, too, he would wander around the House floor showing nude photos of the women that he slept with to members, which is an ethics violation, I do believe. But don't worry, Gaetz has his friends in Congress. He's not in this alone. He has friends, a grand total of two. Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene this past week gave Gaetz their full support. I got this feeling that this is going to be one of those scandal stories that it's going to move quickly and end with a very big explosion right under Matt Gaetz.